used to be people kept some kind of container in the kitchen, but they'd throw scraps, you know, from the meal into, and then later they'd give it to the pigs outside of, on the farm. What would you call that?
I don't know.
Okay. What do you call things that, the thing that you fry eggs in?
Well, skillet.
Okay. Anything else you might call?
Pan.
Is there a difference between a skillet and a pan?
I'm sure there is. A skillet is pretty well, I mean, a skillet, you know what it is. A pan can be several different things. A pan can be, like you break, bake bread in a pan.
Oh.
And, I guess you wouldn't call it, a skillet's the only word for it, and I take that back.
Okay.
I wouldn't call it a pan.
All right, all right. What's a skillet made of, usually?
Metal.
Okay, any kind of metal or?
Or aluminum. I take that back. Ours is aluminum.
Okay, okay. Any other kind of metal it might be made of?
Not that I know of.
Okay. Have you ever seen one that had legs on it that they'd use in an old fireplace?
Have I seen one? Like a cast iron kettle?
What's a kettle?
Okay. Well, a kettle is a large pot.
Round?
Yeah, large round pot. It's a kettle.
When you say large, what?
How
big?
Oh, it could. I guess it could be anywhere from a gallon on up.
Okay. Okay. What would you call that yellow thing there on the
whatever
it is?
What
the yellow thing that you put flowers
on?
Cut flowers in?
Well, that's a good question. I guess a vase.
Okay.
Of course, that's not much like a vase.
Okay.
Don't know what I'd look.
When you set the table, like you know, you can have dinner or whatever, you have to put on either side of the plate, you put the
knives and forks.
Okay. And if you're going to have coffee particularly, probably have also a
spoon.
Okay.
I didn't think about it.
And, let's see. If you were just going to set one place, you'd have to put one plate and one to the left, okay, in the center you put one plate, right?
Yeah.
In the left you put one
fork or spoon or knife.
Okay. Okay. Let's see. Say you've had supper and dishes are all dirty and you say, okay, now I have to the dishes.
Wash the dishes.
Okay, and then say, after somebody washes the dishes, then you
dry the dishes.
Before that, you wash. You'd say
rinse.
Okay.
Rinse the dishes and then dry them.
Okay. Speaking of like the wife. Okay. Speaking of somebody else, just to take the sentence, you know, and
right,
put the word in. You might say after she washes the dishes, then she them in cold water or
rinses them.
Okay. Okay. What do you call the cloth or the rag that you use for washing dishes?
Towel.
Okay.
To wash them?
Yeah.
Oh, to wash them. I thought you said to dry them.
No.
Washcloth. Washcloth.
Okay. Call any particular kind of towel to dry them with? Or just towel?
Dish towel.
Okay. What do you call a small square of terry cloth that you use to bathe your face with?